Keys to Warfare. The basic principle here is that it is easiest to topple a structure, a wall, a group, a defensive mind, from the inside out. When something begins to rot or fall apart from within, it collapses of its own weight, a far better way to bring it down than ramming yourself against its walls. In attacking any group, think first of opening an inner front. Finding Confederates on the inside will provide valuable intelligence on the enemy's vulnerabilities. They will silently and subtly sabotage him. They will spread internal dissension and division. The strategy can weaken the enemy to the point where you can finish him off with a penetrating blow. It can also bring down the enemy in and of itself. A variation on this strategy is to befriend your enemies, worming your way into their hearts and minds. As your target's friend, you will naturally learn their needs and insecurities, the soft interior they try so hard to hide. Their guard will come down with a friend. And even later on, when you play out your treacherous intentions, the lingering resonance of your friendship will still confuse them, letting you keep on manipulating them by toying with their emotions or pushing them into overreactions. For a more immediate effect, you can try a sudden act of kindness and generosity that gets people to lower their defenses, the Trojan horse strategy. Finally, morale plays a crucial part in any war, and it is always wise to work to undermine the morale of the enemy troops. The Chinese call this removing the firewood from under the cauldron. You can attempt this from the outside through propaganda, but that often has the opposite effect, reinforcing the cohesion of soldiers and civilians in the face of an alien force trying to win them over. It is much more effective to find sympathizers within their ranks, who will spread discontent among them like a disease. When soldiers see those on their own side having doubts, they are generally demoralized and vulnerable to more disaffection. If their leaders overreact by punishing grumblers, they play into your hands, representing themselves as unjust. If they leave the problem alone, it will only spread. And if they start to see enemies everywhere around them, their paranoia will cloud their strategic abilities. Using an inner front to spread dissension is often enough to give you the advantage you need to overwhelm the enemy. Reversal. There are always likely to be disgruntled people in your own group who will be liable to turn against you from the inside. The worst mistake is to be paranoid, suspecting one and all, and trying to monitor their every move. Your only real safeguard against conspiracies and saboteurs is to keep your troops satisfied, engaged in their work, and united by their cause. They will tend to police themselves and turn in any grumblers who are trying to foment trouble from within. It is only in unhealthy and decaying bodies that cancerous cells can take root.